Well, I don't, you know, you hope you're prepared. It's hard. He does a lot of very creative things on offense. So we've certainly talked about it, and we'll look at some of them, but you just don't have time to prepare for every possible gadget play that people might run. But we are aware, and we'll hopefully, like I said, hopefully we'll be aware on Sunday. It's hard, you know, and they're good. They do a nice job with it. Like a group or a bunch, you know, talking about a three-man eligible group.
Wildcat,
yeah, they have shown Wildcat. I'm not sure what you mean by cluster. That's I'm sorry. Yeah, well, while he is their Wildcat quarterback, you know, I suppose he doesn't necessarily have to be, but that's what they've shown, and it makes sense that he would be the guy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How do they use those two backs, Charles and Hillis? And they seem pretty different. You know, do they use them to change pace, and what makes each one effective?
Well, I think that's exactly what they do. And you know Peyton well. He's a big, powerful back. He's a really good downhill runner. He gets behind his pads. He's hard to stop. And then Charles is just a great zone runner. They do a very nice job in their zone scheme. He's a good runner and everything, but in the zone scheme, he's got the ability to stretch the defense and then put that one foot in the ground and make the cut, and then he's got the speed to go the distance. So he's a big threat any time in the course of the football game, and it gives him a really good 1-2 punch.
You don't seem to have, there doesn't seem to be a lot of film out there on Brady Quinn because he hasn't played a lot. So how do you study that?
Well, I think you go off last week. He played very well last week. You know, I thought he handled their team very well. He threw the ball well, and they controlled kind of the tempo of the football game with their run game and their pass, and they mixed it. They mixed it well. So he did a very nice job. We anticipate, you know, obviously we hope we get the upper hand on him. You know, clearly we want that. But he played extremely well for them a week ago, and that's what we look at. You know, we'll spend most of our time in their recent game.
Can you break down the main reasons you think that your defense has been better against the run the past 3 weeks?
Not really, no. I mean, we've gotten healthy up front. Gotten almost everybody back up front, you know, in a defensive line. It helps us to play in waves. We've always talked about that. Keeps people rested, and people have made plays. You know, they've just done a nice job making plays.
Can you compare Jamaal Charles to any other back that you faced this year, or is he kind of dissimilar from just about everybody?
Well, he's different. You know, he's obviously he's different. He's got that great speed down the field, and he is a very good zone runner. That doesn't mean he doesn't run the scheme plays well also, the other plays well, like the counters and the toss cracks. He does those very well too. He's different and somewhat similar to Ray Rice. You know, both of them very good, very, very good, very good readers of the defensive scheme and where the holes are, get there quickly. Get in and out of the hole quickly and down the field, you know, and really attack a defense and make things happen.
In the past, when the defense has given up a lot on the ground, we hear a lot about gap integrity and things like that. Has that gotten better?
Yeah, I suspect that it has. You know, if it's not, people will find those gaps. They'll find empty gaps on you.
There are two in Oakland. There are two main runners, both average 5.1, but their totals were manageable. Were you pleased with the effort on the run in Oakland?
You know, we could have played. There are certain things we could have played better. Certainly, we were pleased with the win. That's what we were pleased with. You know, but yeah, there are things we could have played better.
Looks like you probably get your entire secondary back from what you expected to start here. What does that mean?
It'll be good. You know, Dimitri's had a couple good days of practice, and you know, Bubba's back, Usama's back, so we'll just have to see. Obviously, we can't carry everybody into the game, so it'll make for some tough decisions by Coach Shermer, but it's just good to have them all back and working again.
In these last two games, it's been Pittsburgh and one last against Oakland. Those are the two most physical games that you've had since you've been here defensively.
Physical in this. You know, I hadn't really thought about that. I think they played hard. They played very hard in both games and, made a lot of plays, and the ball bounced for us a couple times, and you have to have that happen. But really pleased with how the effort they've been giving and kind of the way they've prepared, and just hopefully it'll continue.
When you play a quarterback like Quinn, do you bring up to the team, to your guys, that he was a former number one pick? Is that, you know, when you scout him, that means he had some kind of talent?
I don't. You know, it doesn't mean other people don't, you know, or position coaches might, but I don't. I just talk about the player. I don't. It doesn't really matter, I don't think. Obviously I can't speak for every coach and every player, but it doesn't really matter where he was picked once he's in the league. If he's playing, he's playing, and you got to play against him and do well, so.
Is Gibson the guy you'd like to get more time
in
with young back?
We like Tashaun. Yeah, we like Tashaun, and he'll definitely stay in the rotation, you know.
Joe Hayden, it seemed like Oakland was just Carson Palmer was just steadfastly staying away from his side of the field. Have you seen any time this year where a quarterback really completely stayed away from Joe as much as they did? And do you think that might be like a trend because he's playing so well?
They definitely didn't go after him that much. And Joey is playing well. I don't know where it'll go. I don't know. I mean, clearly if they were going to go away from him, then they're going to go at Sheldon, and they'll probably think that one over, you know, because that didn't work out so good. But we'll just have to wait and see. You know, I thought Sheldon just played a terrific game out there in every area. He tackled, he defended the thrown ball, he had pass breakups and big interception. So we'll just have to see what people want to do.
How well do you know Romeo Crennel?
Not well, but, you know, well enough to say hello to him. And we've talked a few times, you know, but not well.
As a head coach, I'm sure you can have an appreciation for – know what he had to go through last week, just in terms of trying to get guys focused to play.
You know, I can only imagine that. I can't really put myself in that situation. It's just a terrible thing, you know, just a tragedy.
You mentioned Sheldon Brown. Would he be, if you lined him up, would he be the slowest guy you have back there in the secondary?
You know, I don't know. I remember when David Brown, the great cornerback that I was fortunate enough to work with late in his career. I remember talking to Coach Infante about him, and Coach wondered what he ran the 40 in, and then we both agreed we just soon not know. It doesn't make any difference, you know. It doesn't make any difference because you just couldn't beat him, you know. So we said, well, let's not worry about what he runs the 40 in. He just knows how to play. So I don't know that, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, my thought of that was obviously, you know, that he – so what makes him play as well as he did, especially last week, Sheldon Brown?
Well, he clearly understands the game, you know, and he knows how to play the game. And I don't know, but he made a lot of plays. That was a terrific game, just getting his hands on the ball so many times in the course of that game. You know, it was really rare. That was really rare.
A couple more. Your young linebackers.
JMJ, yeah. Yeah, we're really happy with them. Billy Davis and Chuck have done a terrific job getting them ready, and they've performed. You know, JMJ's been in that starting role, and he's just gotten better every week. And then LJ and Craig. LJ's, you know, primarily just playing his special teams, not just playing. He's playing them and playing them well, and it's critically important to our whole football team. And then Craig is filling that role in our sub package, in our nickel package. So he's gotten a lot of experience through the year, and he just gets better and better. You know, really terrific additions to the football team. Two of them as free agents, and then JMJ, of course, is a draft pick. But and all of them, terrific teammates. I think, you know, really the kind of people you want on your team.
Yeah,